everybody. Welcome back to Moscow, and welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shay Bowes, and I'm joined again here in Disinformation HQ by my priceless and hardworking little sidekick, Augie. He looks after the numbers, the facts. We never let those kind of things get in the way of good propaganda. And he does all that so that you and me don't really have to. And where would we start this week? It's been a busy week. And why not the clown show that was the G7 and, of course, the peace conference, which Russia didn't attend? How does that one work? Where the troublemakers, the unelected and the delusioned all got together to say the same things to each other that no one listened to while making absolutely no sense at all. So it was the G7 meeting. Now, the last time you saw this many liars, war criminals, warmongers, and general lunatics and liars standing together in a line was probably at the Nuremberg trials after the Second World War. But this one took place in Italy, and it didn't go too well. And it didn't go too well in particular for our old pal, Sleepy Joe. Now, in Normandy last week, we saw Sleepy Joe doing a bit of a para-pooper thing. He looked like he'd shit his pants. But this time in Normandy, Yogi, we're going to run the video. It's not a para-pooper, it's a para-Joe just decides to walk off the stage. Run it, Yogi. So here we have Joe. We're all looking this way, the usual stuff, you know. Oh, look over there, Joe. It's incredible. And Joe just decides, look, he sees a sparrow or a squirrel, and he's just like a spaniel. He's gone. He just fucks off. Look, he's just gone. Oh, he's gone. Look, so Meloni sort of notices, and she very delicately skips across and turns Joe back around. Joe, look over there. It's a chestnut tree. It's absolutely fucking retarded. And of course, while the big discussion should have been at G7 about global issues, it all became about Sleepy Joe. And Joe hasn't been well these days. And even the Western media has suddenly woken up to the fact that he's essentially a halfwit, demented, and has absolutely no fucking idea what's going on. So, Augie, a headline has leaked into the narrative in the West?
I have a headline for you from New York Post. President Biden has been losing focus during discussions at this week's G7 summit in Italy, with one diplomatic insider actually saying the commander-in-chief is the worst he has ever been.
Newsflash. Losing focus. That what you call it? That's like calling Charles Manson the f***ing serial killer slightly aggressive. The guy hasn't a clue what's going on. And as if to, you know, really drive the point home, the man who's really in charge, Barack Obama, had to kind of usher Sleepy Joe onto stage at a fundraiser. I don't know why they're fundraising for 4 more years. It doesn't look like the Duke can get 4 more feet or 4 more days. It looks highly unlikely that the man's going to survive that long. But when he did get onto the stage, it all went Pete Tong. It went wrong. Run the video, Huggy. Check this. He glitches. He completely, like someone unplugs the cable. Look. Look. He has no clue what's going on. Look, he literally has to get guided off the stage. I mean, this is just not right. This is not good. Who actually believes that this dude is going to be able to run the country? He's not running it now. The man running it's probably got his hand on his shoulder right there. And of course, Joe is just a gift that keeps on giving. We're actually keeping him artificially alive to give us material for the show. Organists will confirm that. But when the G7 met in Italy, it went from bad to worse. Guess who turned up there? Il Papa. And Il Papa was sitting down, and Sleepy Joe decided to basically headbutt him and whisper sweet nothings in his ear, in complete breach of Vatican protocol as well. Run the video, Augie. So, you've ever heard of personal space? Joe doesn't believe in personal space. Now, we know he's a sniffer. We know he likes to get up close and personal. But check out Millet. Millet, of course, being a good Catholic boy, we believe. Or is he Jewish now? Look at that face. Like, if that's not a what the f*** face, I don't know what is. This is absolutely priceless. But you have to ask yourself, actually. Sleepy Joe Biden has made a career of telling people he's from, Greece, Spain, Italy. He's from everywhere. But he's actually a good old Irish Catholic, according to him. So just how Catholic is old Sleepy Joe? Well, it doesn't really wash, does it? He spent a lot of money giving the Jews plenty of cash and bombs and weapons to wipe out a whole population of Muslims in the Middle East. That's love thy neighbor. I don't think that's working out too well. He's been involved in some pretty dodgy deals, 10% for the big guy. And he also likes to get up close and personal with little kids. The less said about that, the better. So, when Joe is under pressure at a big event, the G7, the Swiss non-event peace meeting, which is basically marriage counseling, but you leave your wife behind and go talk to the dude over a beer, because the Russians weren't invited. But even when Joe is talking to his friends, when he's among friends, he's among the supporters, he has no f***ing clue what he's saying. Run it, Huggy.
Thank all the members of Congress and Homeland Security Secretary. I'm not sure you're going to show.
Like, he literally doesn't f***ing have a clue. I mean, and everybody in the background is just kind of looking like, what are they thinking? Is this not, like, painfully cringy? How the f*** is anybody actually believing this dude? Is it real? And what's even worse, of course, is Sideshow Bob's niece, Jean-Pierre, whatever her name is, curly-whirly, wiggly-woo with the f***ing ridiculous haircut. She is actively trying to tell us all that he's absolutely fine. That he runs marathons, he does 1,000 press-ups, that he's completely lucid. She seems to be the only one that's actually high on her own supply of complete bull*** about Joe. Run the video.
There seems to be a sort of rash of videos that have been edited to make the president appear especially frail or mentally confused. I'm wondering if the White House is especially worried about the fact that this appears to be a pattern that we're seeing more often.
Yeah, I think you all have called this the cheap fakes video, and that's exactly what they are. They are cheap fakes video. They are done in bad faith, and some of your news organization have been very clear, have stressed that these right wing critics of the president have a credibility problem.
It's not about artificial intelligence. It's about a complete f***ing lack of intelligence, Augie. And of course, meanwhile, everybody's supporting Sleepy Joe, right? They're all behind him. Not really. Check out the Daily Mail. They say that senior Democrats are getting around the old cauldron and stirring up an exit out a window for old Joe. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's theorize a bit. Let's do a bit of wargaming, Augie. What happens if Sleepy Joe does trip up getting out of a helicopter or bang his head on his oxygen machine when getting out of bed at night to use the potty beside his bed? Who will take over from Joe legally, according to the US Constitution, if he does expire? And remember, he's probably 5 or 6 years over his expiry date because the average age of survival for an American male is like 6 years ago if you're Sleepy Joe. Who is it? Guess who? It's Kamala Harris, the most outrageous half-wit to ever walk on two f***ing legs. Run the video, Augie.
So the importance of community banks is they are as they are called. They're in the community.
I just love the way.
Led by members of the community.
Community.
They are people who understand the capacity of the community, the needs of the community, the culture of the community.
So speaking of community, I wonder how community is in the United States' most populated state, and that would be California. Well, in L.A., even the Secret Service, you know, the top man, the men who protect the president, you know, all the president's men, they're even getting f***ing robbed. Run the video, Augie.
A member of the Secret Service was robbed at gunpoint over the weekend during President Biden's trip to California. Biden was in Los Angeles for a fundraiser, but at the time of the incident, he was already back at his hotel. Police say the agent was confronted in Tustin, California, and had a bag stolen.
So while Biden was glitching, someone else was stealing the Secret Service guy. I mean, the Secret Service getting held up by gunpoint, that's just a f***ing low point, right? And it doesn't end there for poor old California. On the other side of America's most populated county, the cops have decided, how do we deal with these crime figures? Let me think. Anyone got any ideas? Yeah, I got one. Let's stop telling people how many crimes are being committed. That'll work. Correct, dogs?
Here's a headline from the LA Times. The police department has stopped posting crime numbers to its public website after rolling out a new record-keeping system.
Yeah. Shh. As the Ukrainians said just before their counteroffensive. Shh. So things are going from bad to worse in poor old California, and even in the old school system, as the new citizens, the future Americans, these great arbiters of freedom and the land of the free and the home of the brave and all that, when they graduate from school, they immediately embark to local nursing homes participate in community-based and spirited activities. Correct, Augie?
Let's take a look.
A wild brawl breaks out inside Disney Concert Hall Thursday evening during a graduation ceremony.
They basically prepare themselves for
probation. Started fighting. Two people were taken into custody in the parking lot.
Oh, well, not good. But one thing that is on the top of the agenda for America's lawmakers and for the elites in the White House is, of course, reducing taxes, making the streets clean, reducing global conflict, and making the world generally a better place for Americans and their friends, correct? Absolutely wrong. The priority in the White House is making tea and cakes for a bunch of dudes in dresses. When I was a kid, the only place that you could see a woman with a beard was in a circus. And today it's no different, because they're arriving at the circus that is now the White House. Run the video again. Oh, this is just so... It's so cringe.
Can we talk about it?
Augie, can we talk? Augie, can we talk? Oh, it's so wrong on so many levels. I mean, why? Why? I mean, what happens next? So you have to ask yourself, how would good old Abraham Lincoln, you know, the Gettysburg Address, these masters of liberal democracy, the men who pulled together the settlers and fought the British for good old family values, how would they feel looking down from their portraits on basically a 6'4" rugby player with a beard in his girlfriend's dress? Run the video, Ox.
Welcome today, everyone, to the White House. I'd like to briefly answer some questions. Go ahead, I'm ready.
I'm shaving this beard off tomorrow.
Is it true that it's all your natural hair?
Yes, I can confirm that this is not a wig.
Follow-up question, do you use your own product?
So meanwhile, as the White House continues its clown show, remember, when you put a clown in a palace, it turns the palace into a circus. We've got a law being passed in the U.S., very quietly, that automatically registers any male child born for military service. That means if you've got two meatballs and a sausage in your trousers or in your nappy, your diaper, when you're born, regardless of whether you want to wear a dress, grow a beard, go around in high heels, dip your testicles in orange paint and go on a parade, it don't matter. You're going to war for Uncle Sam. Now, while Sleepy Joe cultivates this image of a doting, doddery halfwit, in reality, he's quite a nasty piece of work. And we know quite a few people have come across Joe in the past, some people not too far from here. And in this piece of video, it's quite interesting. I want you to look very carefully. He gets quite antagonized by a journalist who asks him about Israel and about the ongoing mass slaughter in Israel. Have a listen to this. Absolutely fascinating. Run it there, Augie.
And I know you're a typical press guy. You're grabbing me in front of this all this. I trust you as far as I throw your phone. I have a good arm, man.
Absolutely.
I can throw a long way. But my point is this.
Yes.
What's interesting is, when this journalist approached him, Joe gets very nasty, very snappy. People with dementia often do get a bit aggressive. Now, but what happens in the next part of the video is also interesting. It's almost like some planted stooge. I think it's probably one of the dudes in a dress with a beard runs up and says to Joe, when things get awkward, when the journalist says, what exactly are you going to do to Israel? You're arming them. They're murdering tens of thousands of people, including lots of children. What are you going to do if they don't wind their neck in and stop this killing? What are you going to do, Joe? And suddenly someone comes up to Joe and says, don't you like my outfit? Look at my lovely outfit. Run it there, Augie.
I have made very clear to the Israelis what they have to do in the near term. If they don't, what's going to happen?
What's going to happen? Is the U.S. going to cut off funding?
He doesn't even know what he has to do. He hasn't a clue what he's talking about. He doesn't even know who he is, where he is, what he's doing.
I came because you tell me I have a nice suit and you didn't. Thank you. My suit today, so I don't feel
like
I'm
going to say something.
No, thank you. Can you step back in, sir, please? Thank you.
Oh, you love my outfit. It's just an absolute freak show. It's just insane. So Sleepy Joe tells everybody in the White House that I'm going to fix it. The Israelis know exactly what I'm going to do. Oh, your outfit's beautiful. I love your beard. As he talks to the press corps in the White House, in reality, the man who's really in charge of the Israeli murder campaign, Bibi Netanyahu, a career lunatic and mass murderer, has revealed the truth. He's telling the world that good old Antony Blinken, and remember it's Antony, Tony to his friends, is actually going to give him tons of weapons to get the job done, get things finished. Run the video, Augie.
I said it's inconceivable that in the past few months, the administration has been withholding weapons and ammunition to Israel.
What's inconceivable is that you've killed 16,000 children, you mental...
Israel, America's closest ally, fighting for its life, fighting against Iran and our other common enemies. Secretary Blinken assured me that the administration is working day and night to remove these bottlenecks.
Shouting up at Joe's window, your boy told me he gave me the weapons to finish the genocide. Come out of here. It's crazy. Look, man, I don't think the left hand knows what the right hand's doing. Or maybe the two hands. We know what the two hands are doing. And all of this kind of begging, this kind of panhandling, you know, you promised me that you would assist me in eliminating my own people. Who does it remind you of? Let me think. Let's put a few numbers together. Small guy, used to be president of the most corrupt country in Europe, about 4'2", ex-actor, likes the old Colombian marching powder, and you got to give him at least $50 billion to get him off your doorstep. Who could we be talking about, Augie?
Kanye West?
Correct. Run the video, Augie.
If Congress does not help Ukraine, Ukraine will lose the war. And we need to find a public format for this. If Ukraine loses the war, other states will be attacked.
Newsflash. If Congress stops giving you guys money, you'll lose the war. Wow, I thought that you guys had a huge storm shadow factory slap bang in the middle of Bankova, right beside the big vault you keep all your cash and deeds to your apartments in Florida and you. And of course, remember, whether it's BB or the narco Fuhrer dipping their fingers into your little pockets, all the money goes the same way, up in smoke, literally, either burning Ukrainians or Palestinians. It's all the same to Raytheon. So leaving our little friend, the narco Fuhrer, and Bibi to get on with the destruction of their own country and their next-door neighbor's countries, let's go back to the G7, because there was something I noticed about it. Things got very cozy, not, between Giorgia Meloni, the Italian prime minister. She's in a bit of trouble. She promised to fix the problems of immigration and the economy. Did she? No, did she? She met up with a man that she would be very attracted to usually. Meloni loves the smell of power, the smell of a man in power. But I think Mini Macrolian, Macron, he might smell of something else after his swim in the Seine. Now, have a look at the video. Run it, Augie. When she comes across him, he looks like, it's like garlic to a vampire. Check this. Look at that. If looks could kill, he would be an absolute dead man. Check this out. This is like not good. And afterwards, she kind of just goes, this asshole. And of course, the G7 meeting is just a gift that keeps on giving. Poor old Olaf Scholz. That's as good. The man who poked his eye when he fell off his bicycle. The man who has single-handedly done to the German economy what the entire Soviet Union couldn't do and cripple it. with the assistance of the Americans blowing up Nord Stream, of course, which never happened. It was his birthday. Happy birthday, Olaf. It is most fortunate for us that we will now sing the song known to other people around Europe as Happy Birthday to you, mein Liebling. Raus, let's have the video, Augie.
It's his birthday. Birthday.
Look at Ursula. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
This is the Biden family. Got to sing happy birthday on the birthday. So I expect you all to jump in.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I just, this is so wrong. I can't. If this is how people at the top of society, this is how very, apparently the best that we can produce on earth, if this is what they do, this is what they consider having a good time, I want to be at the very bottom of society where I am right now. with Uggy. We actually enjoy ourselves. How can you, do you have to be a completely retarded halfwit to be in the G7? Now, but meanwhile in Germany, as they're having some strudel und Unterflaffen for old Olaf, in the school grounds and out on the streets, the Germans are definitely getting ready for something. First time lucky, second time, third time lucky maybe? They're getting ready for the old Krieg. Das Krieg ist gekommen. And they're even chatting to the little kiddies about it. Und the video,
ich würde mich nicht davor fürchten, sag ich jetzt mal, in den Krieg zu gehen. Natürlich, ich habe Respekt davor. Es ist schlimme Zeit.
I would be said bad things as are, but I really not negative a point now. I will do anything for the Führer, I mean for Ursula. What the f***? So this is insane. So you got to ask yourself, does anybody else in Germany actually believe this bullshit? That the Russians are going to invade Germany? Does anyone believe this stuff, this insanity? Well, turns out it's just the school kids that are gullible enough to believe this propagandized about Russia invading them. And also this whole Ukraine farce, which the Germans had been pretty much bought into. Our beloved friend, Rod Stewart, the clown in the leopard skin leggings, prancing about the stage, decided that he was going to do a bit of political indoctrination, a la Bono style, and treat the people who'd come to listen to his pretty mediocre and shitty singing to some political propagandization. Run the video, Augie. Why in the name of Christ would you put a picture of the narco-Führer up in the middle of a concert? What exactly are you looking for? Now, he didn't go to plan because the old Scottish rocker didn't get what he wanted. He didn't get the cheers and adulation. He got f***ing booed off the stage. Well, I'm so sorry for you, Rod. If you want my body and you think I'm sexy. Okay, meanwhile, staying in Europe, although the Brits don't even like to call themselves European, we're not exactly European, those smelly old French, those smelly old Germans. I say, what? But they are. You're European. Get with it. Stick it where the sun doesn't shine, mate. Over there, they've decided to have a snap election. Richie Rich Sunak has decided to call an election early because he knew he would win. That didn't go to plan either, because all the polls say that his party is now going to be absolutely f***ing devastated. But a part of his promotion for the Conservative Party, who are supposed to be, conservative, he decided to try to milk a f***ing sheep. Yeah, you heard it right. What will I do to try and increase my profile? Try to give me this, macho image. I know, mate. Why don't you go and milk a f***ing sheep? Perfect. Run the video, Augie. It's like something from Monty Python. Ideas for political promotion. Stand up and give a speech and, maybe decrease taxes. No. Milk a sheep. It's Monty Python. The problem is the sheep don't want to be milked. By Richie Rich, and he probably wouldn't even know where to put his hand, just like he didn't know what to do when he was asked to hit a nail with a hammer. He used the side of it. And speaking of Rich in the UK, there's going to be huge growth, according to the World Bank, the IMF, in the British economy after destroying the Russian economy. Not. The Russian economy is going to grow by about 3%. And guess what? The old UK economy, mate, it's gone down. Correct. So how would you boost those figures? How would you do it? Well, you'd start to include the figures in the economy for illegal drugs and prostitution. Great idea. Well, actually, there is hope. The England pro-Palestine and anti-genocide activists have broken into EBIT or Elbit. It's a weapons component manufacturer that makes parts for jets and bombs that are killing kids in Palestine. They decided to take things into their own hands, let me say. Run the video, Augie. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So these young kids are deciding to take direct action against the vast weapons industry, which is at the end of the sort of the process from manufacturing to funding is dead kids. So if you can get in and get stuck in and throw a spanner in the works, if you like, morally, how bad could it be?
Israel, to target the Palestinians.
Wow, so they're seriously getting stuck in. You have to ask yourself, where was the security guard? Probably asleep. Wow. This is insane. They're actually smashing the whole place to bits. And of course, they caused £1 million worth of damage, which is probably about 1/75th of a single missile. Well, sadly, that's the end of another show, another whistle-stop tour of Phil. And it's all been about the clown show and the clown show's meetings in Switzerland, in Italy. And remember who these people are. People like von der Leyen, unelected. Scholz, a lame duck, being decimated in the European elections. Of course, you've got Charles Michel, very much the same. The only one there that's actually got a mandate is Meloni, certainly not Richie Rich Sunak, who's on the way out the door as well. So these are the people in charge. This is the best we've got to offer. Cream always rises to the top, as they say. Maybe. And the cream will be here next week. Myself and the intrepid Augie will be back to lift the lid, shine the light on your behalf. I'll see you then.